But we have thoughts of maybe going back to that busy shopping mall. It's about time for returns and exchanges, which can sometimes be a challenge. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org, joins us with advice on how to handle those holiday returns.
Dimitri, strong sales this holiday season will mean a record number of post-Christmas gift returns. And with so many of us shopping earlier this year because of the global supply chain problems, customers expect stores to extend their holiday return windows to compensate for that. According to the 2021 Return Policy Survey by ConsumerWorld.org, many prominent retailers are doing just that. Edgar Dworsky runs the website.
Well, most of the major retailers still have very liberal return policies with extended holiday deadlines so you can bring back goods into January. You don't have to run back to the store the day after Christmas and fight all those crowds.
Dworsky found that two big retailers bucked the trend this year, Walmart and the Home Depot. Home Depot had expanded its return policy to 180 days last year because of the pandemic. This year, Home Depot cut it back to 90 days. Still very generous, but half as long. Last year, Walmart shoppers were able to buy goods as early as mid-October and return them into January. This year, it's less time. It's goods that were purchased November 1st and later that qualify for the extended return period.
In general, are retailers able to set whatever return policy they want?
Yes, state law regulates returns, but in general, a store can do whatever it wants as long as it's not being misleading or deceptive. It can establish time limits, all returns in 30 days. Merchandise limits, electronics not accepted after the package is open, payment limits, store credit only, or even eliminate returns altogether, all sales final. They just need to make that policy clear at the time of purchase.
And Herb, in your checkbook store, you provide some advice for anyone needing to take things back.
It's always a good idea to have the sales receipt or gift receipt when you head to the store. To fight fraud and abuse, some retailers won't accept returns or make exchanges without proof of purchase. If you have a gift receipt, don't expect to get cash back. You're most likely going to get a merchandise credit, a gift card, or an even exchange. In most cases, it's only the original purchaser who can ask for a credit or refund. Before you do anything, check the store's website for details about its return policy. If the item was purchased at a store, you'll probably have to return it to a store. If it was purchased online, you may have the option to ship it back or take it back to a brick-and-mortar store near you.
What if you feel the store isn't treating you fairly?
If you have a problem, contact the store manager or customer service department. Keep it friendly and be polite. Explain what you want and why. If that doesn't work, complain to a local consumer agency, the Better Business Bureau, or your state's attorney general's office.
That is consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org. Read more about returns and exchanges that start tomorrow, of course. It's WTOP.com. Search gift returns.